Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
So welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. Tony and Angus here from Adio Media, episode 12 coming at you with a real live case study of something that we went through ourselves and implemented. And as we said in the dialogue, in no more than 90 minutes, had 14 new patients come in, which was pretty cool. So we're going to go through step by step about that.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit sideways, first of all. So we love doing corporate talks. Marketing, the more people that know, like, and trust you, the more often your phone is going to ring. The reason that we love video is because it's a great avenue for us to go from one to many, for us to get a message out to our community. In fact, I think any time you can go from one to one, which is what we all do mostly as chiropractors, as health practitioners, any time that you can go from one to one to one to many is a great leverage of your time and impact as well. So, you know, if you feel like you've got a message to share and all that's between you sharing that message is finding a group of people, then you're going to really love today, because we're going to show you a way that you can get in front of people, that really what you can do is just be cool and helpful. So none of what I'm going to go through is a big heavy sales push. In fact, if you go the heavy sales push with any of this strategy, it will backfire and won't work for you, okay? This is all about, and Tony says it well, is Tony's quote, is all about being cool and helpful. This is what you're doing there as well. So we've just had someone jump in from Chile.
I like to say. No Chile. Chilean?
Is it Chilean?
I don't know Chilean.
Yes, I don't know a lot of it either.
I think they do.
That's it too. So, all right, so we're going to talk about how we can get you into local community groups, how we can get you into corporate groups. This was a corporate group that we ended up with here as well. Now, I have a handout that goes along with this that I'll tell you at the end how you can get the handout. It goes through step by step. It outlines the talks, outlines each of these steps, even gives you a couple of little scripts that we use along the way. So stick around to the end. Mm-hmm. There's a bribe for you to stick around to the end, and we'll tell you how you can download that the handout from there too. Step number one, we begin by running our in-house workshop. So Tony, do you want to take us through all of that?
Well, for many, many, many years, we've run in-house practice workshops. A lot of people call them spinal health classes. We call them health talks, whatever you want to call them. Optimal health talk every second Thursday night here in the practice. We ran them for many, many years, which were great. And we'd get anywhere from 2 people to 30 people, depending on what was going on and how many people obviously turned up. And it was a great event. We would deliver bucket loads of value about their health, about what to expect, about what we do, our position as their health coach or health leader, and get people engaged on a deeper level into their health so that they could make better health decisions and therefore get better health outcomes. And it was really, really cool. We used to love it.
Mm. So there's a bunch of reasons about why you might, if you're not running, you know, regular once a month, twice a month kind of healthcare classes, there's a bunch of reasons why you might want to do it. One is we started off by talking before about the power of communicating from one to one to one to many. So there are all conversations that we have with our practice members that are the same conversations again and again and again and again. So you can have these conversations in group and get people along. Now, you also start to evoke a couple of the laws of influence, and one of this is social proof. So when you're talking to a group of people and you're sharing, and I'm seeing there's other people there as well, I don't feel so isolated in my journey back to my health. There can be a level of excitement and passion, and really the outcome that we've always had with our healthcare classes is not a massive sales pitch for why they should get lifetime chiropractic forever and bring in every person they know. It's just to deliver great value to them. And in the process that, we want to remind them why chiropractic is a good part of their life. We want to give them some actionable things to do. So we actually went through a few of their spinal hygiene exercises that we went through as well. So that was step number one, we did that. And then into that, we wanted to deliver real value, and we also wanted to show that we're not boring. So because we're going to be inviting people or asking people to invite us into their workplace.
A bit of a showreel, really, wasn't it? You know, that event can be a showreel for what's coming.
Yes.
Give people a teaser.
Yeah. So that's the first part. Now, if you don't run healthcare classes, at the end, I'll show you another way, because this is where our whole process began from here. So If you're joining us now, Tony and I are going to walk you through a five-step case study, or five steps of the case study, of what we did, 90 minutes spent in total, and how we were able to attract 14 high-quality new patients, not tire kickers, but really good people who already knew us, liked us, trust us, and we already had an opportunity to really explain what we had to offer, and they raised their hand and said, I want some of that too. So step number two, after we'd run, finished our workshop, we had a bit of a closing sequence. Do you want to kind of talk what that was about? It was very basic again.
Very basic, of just giving an offer of what we do in the community as part of our community outreach. We do run these talks, or various talks, in lots of different community groups, not just corporate, but other groups as well. And it's basically saying, you know, you've delivered some great value, then you're going to make an offering to these people who are in front of you, and lo and behold, some people will take you up on that offer.
Yeah, and here's how you could do it kind of, I always think when you make things bigger than what you are and try and engage people in a bit of a mission or a vision without things having to be Mother Teresa-like. You know, I could say things like this, look, you know, we're really passionate here at the practice at making a difference to the lives in our community. And right now here in Australia, we know that 80% of you at some stage will suffer some back problems. And the research says the best things that they should be doing is seeing a chiropractor. And on top of that, there's a whole bunch of cool strategies that people can do to look after the spine, much like I've shown you tonight. And so we run corporate and community talks. We do these each and every week. And if you would like to have one in your practice there too, we do it at no charge. It's part of our community outreach. We would love to help to share the message of a healthy spine and nerve system. So we're not saying, hey, listen, we want to attract more new patients. We're going to make it about them as well. And then we just say, then, hey, listen, if you're interested in having us come in and talk to your workplace, then just come on up at the end of us at the end of the talk there too, and we'll see if we can find something that works for both of us. I mean, that's
pretty simple.
Yeah.
Hey?
So don't overcomplicate. Yeah. Don't overcomplicate. Don't make it difficult. that's a really simple. Just let them know. Hey, listen, we're passionate about this. We've got a mission here to make a difference to the life of our community, and you know, helping out someone's mission is something that is really engaging for people as well. So that's how we'd finish. So step number one is engaging people in your mission to reach out to community. We did that through a workshop first because, it, like Tony said, it was a bit of a showreel. Now, again, don't expect that at the end of the talk that the crowd is going to rush up to you, your patients, and say, come into my practice, come into my practice.
We did have security present.
Yes.
So, you know, stop them.
Yeah, so that happens sometimes. But sometimes there's no one that comes up afterwards. And so it's really important that we have a follow-up with that. And we would do that perhaps the next time then with adjustments. So how would that look?
Well, that would just look like, Angus, you know, you were at the workshop on Thursday night. Did you have any questions?
No. It was great. I found that stuff really helpful. I started on my exercises.
Great. And what have you noticed improve so far?
Well, you know what? There's some less tension in my shoulders, which is great.
I tell you what I've noticed over the years is so many people who are confined to desks in a computer work get a lot of that tension like you have, and you know, those people could benefit from what you're going through. And if you would like us to deliver a similar workshop at your workplace, hey, I'd be happy to do that.
Mm.
And you could go in as far as saying, you know, who is the person that runs the corporate or the health programs at work?
Mm.
But just put it out there and show that person's getting some benefit and other people could benefit too.
Yeah. And so many too, you know, you can say lines along the direction of, look, so many workplaces are looking for solutions. The biggest challenge that workplaces have now is musculoskeletal issues from way too much sitting and not enough movement. And lots of workplaces are looking for solutions as well. And we would love to, as I mentioned to you last Tuesday night, we're passionate about kind of helping people out from around our community as well. Do you think that there might be something at your work that might be interested with this? Like that's it. And if people say yes, great, we make a note of that. And if people say no, then great, it's nothing. You know, it's done in such a cool and helpful kind of way that we're moving forward. So we're starting to, because the other way that lots of people teach with booking corporate calls is really through cold calls. You know, getting your staff to get on the phone and ring up the local real estate agent and say, hey, listen, this is Angus here from Life Chiropractic in Port Melbourne. We do community talks. Are you interested in us coming into practice? And which, again, if they don't know, like, and trust you, that's a cold call for them. You know, even if you make it all about them and what you do, trying to start a relationship like that is, we talk about this a lot, is the equivalent of you going into a bar, going up to the first guy or gal that you find attractive and asking them to marry you. You know, we want to build a process of building that relationship as well. And this is what we're starting with. and you're laying out these feelers and getting some momentum with it. You know, so by this stage here, the case study that we're talking about, at this second stage here, I'm not going to use the patient's name. We'll call him Bill, as I have in the handout that I give you guys too. Bill at this stage said, absolutely, I'm super interested. And it just so happened, you know, because in step number three, the two, Bill was actually in charge of HR and corporate health, for lack of a better word.
Wellness program.
Yes, yeah, that's what Bill called it there too. And so that process was very seamless from there too. So Bill was like, that was ace. I love the workshop. I'm hanging to find people to come into my practice, my workplace and do this. And you guys will do it for nothing. I'll look like a hero. So all of a sudden, this was very quickly a benefit to Bill. But because we had a relationship with Bill, it wasn't pushy, it wasn't sleazy. And so
it was almost the opposite, wasn't it? Because when we turned up, of course, we were like celebrities because, you know, we had that knowing, liking and trusting. So we turn up and everyone in the workplace had heard great stuff about us. There was this anticipation that of us coming and delivering great information. So it was the flip side of that, which was awesome.
So the key is we want to find the person that looks after corporate health, HR, wellness, workplace safety, those kind of things. So the vast majority of your patients, if I'm adjusting Tony, I said, Tony, do you think your work would be interesting? This Tony goes, yeah, absolutely. I said, Tony, are you in charge of that? He goes, no, I am not. Mm-hmm. I would say, who is in charge of that? You could say, hey, listen, that's Bill. Bill's in charge of that. And I said, look, do you think you could do an email introduction for Bill and I? And then I can kind of explain to him. Because again, if Tony then takes that step there and introduces me, again, it's another way. We always love a referral. It's going to open up those gates for us. So if you're just jumping on and joining us now, then first of all, a big welcome to...
G'day to Jason from South Carolina.
Marketing Your Practice, episode number 12. We're going through a case study. In essence, we're talking about how we set up our corporate talks, how little time they take. And this particular case study we're talking about here, for a total of 90 minutes invested, we ended up with 14 high-quality new patients. So we began the process of setting up our corporate talks right from our healthcare workshops. At the end of them, we do our workshop so we would add some value to some people that get to know us. And at the end, we would just let people know from a mission base, hey, listen, we're passionate about sharing this information in the community. We do corporate talks. Are you interested? And of course, it doesn't have to be corporate. It could be local football club, soccer club, dance club, anyone that you think that you could help. Step number two, we realized that this not all going to happen at that moment there too. Well, it was going to certainly be often the next adjustment that you need to carry on those conversations with. Getting into step number three, if you're going to be doing certainly some corporate talks or anywhere that you're going to be doing these talks, it's really important that you understand your audience and understand what their specific needs are. And particularly when it comes to some corporate type sort of talks, it's about understanding some of the lingo. So what are some of the important...
I think the big point is that no group really wants a chiropractor to come to their group and talk about chiropractic. No one wants that. It's just the same as no one really wants chiropractic. You know, they want the benefits that come from that. And so we need to have, as Angus said, you know, make sure that we have in our inquisitive mind on about what their needs are. What's their language that they use? What's the program that they're running that this is going to come under? We've got to make sure that we fit into their needs. And the beauty of health, we can do that very, very easy. And particularly with your knowledge, you can tailor that to a whole lot of things that that they need, not what you want to have happen. Mm.
The corporate needs in terms of topics of talks and stuff like that tend to come under some following categories. You know, physical activity, how do I increase or decrease the sedentary nature of my workplace? They're interested in nutrition. They're interested in stress. They're interested in how they can get their staff to decrease their smoking. Mm. And they're interested in things like sleep, fatigue, energy management, those kind of things there too. Because what corporates are beginning to realize now is this idea of, we all know that if somebody's not at work, they're not going to get work done. And that's called absenteeism. But there's this concept called presenteeism, which just says there's thousands, if not millions of people turning up to work who are switched off. And if you can help a workplace to engage their staff, to get them moving, have them less injuries, that helps performance. And there's plenty of stats to show that that's the case. And so when you're having a chat with Bill, as we were before, the person that you're in, then the question I'm going to ask him in this situation, what I did is, Bill, what is your biggest challenges that you have as far as your workplace goes? And, you know, they might say, listen, we deal with shift workers and there's real issues in around fatigue and how they deal with the stress with that. So anything that you could kind of help with them, improving their sleeping patterns, those kind of things, that would be great. Or in this case here, what Bill talked to us, big government company where everyone sits down at computers each and every day. And he said, look, the issues we have around our staff with neck and shoulder, carpal tunnel, elbows, those kind of problems, and the issues bent basically of them sitting too long, we'd really love some help with that kind of stuff. Could you deliver a talk on that? Now,
what did we say?
Heck yes. So, we, you know, we're talking with our practice members each and every day around things that they can do to get moving more. You know, we talk anything from standing desk to getting up each hour to all these. We've got all these little tips and strategies. So step number three is all about that process where you're setting things up is make sure you find out what does that business need? You know, if you're talking down at local dance school, what do they need? You know, what does a real estate agent need? Now, here's a really important thing I want you to remember inside of this. If somebody came to me, for instance, and said, listen, we have a big issue with cigarette smoking at our business, and we really want to decrease that cigarette smoking, I'm going to go, totally get it, not my expertise, but see if I can help you find somebody to talk about that. So I don't want to go outside of what my area of expertise is. I feel super comfortable talking about physical activity and movement, nutrition, stress management, sleep, those kind of things. Now, maybe you might not. Maybe that's not something that you talk about. And so what I'm going to, please don't go and deliver a talk on something that you don't have a level of confidence about. Now, remember this, I think I've told the story beforehand. You just need to be one chapter ahead in the book. It's not about, you know, you're talking to lay people about these things. They're, you know, if somebody asks you a question you don't know the answer to, the best way to deal with that is always, that's a great question. I'm not sure the answer to that. I'll find out and I'll get back to you. It's super authentic, totally cool, happens to me more often than what it should, but that's the way that you deal with it. So, you know, a parenthesis, a bit of brackets there. Please don't be putting yourself forwards to deliver value to an audience that you don't have confidence in delivering. So any more that you would add to that?
No.
Yeah.
Not rocket science there.
So after we've gone through step three, step four is all about designing the talk. And we want to do that in a certain kind of way. But before we do that, we always have, make it really clear, we've got two objectives.
Mm-hmm. First objective of your talk is obviously to deliver great value, to be cool and helpful to this group and, you know, answer their needs. And so try and solve their problem for them. What is the need of that organization? You want to deliver the goods. And that's always first and foremost when you're doing doing any talk or doing any presentation, is to make sure that that group's getting great information, getting great value out of the time that they've dedicated to come and listen to you talk. So that's the first objective.
So the flip side of that is often where you see people where their number one objective is, I'm going into this workplace because I'm going to get me some...
Get some new patients.
Mm. And when you go in with that, there's a level of neediness. Depending on who you read or where you read, maybe 7% of the way that we communicate is verbal. You know, so we see that too. The other 90%+ is all almost subconscious. You're watching Tony and My Body Language now. If you're watching this on video, if you're listening to it on the podcast, then you're picking up inflections of voice. And so there's all these things that are happening on a subconscious level. And I reckon that if you're going in there with your key and number one objective being, I'm going to get me some new patients, we're aware of that. We've all been sold before. It's whilst we that saying we all like to buy, none of us like to be sold. So don't have your key objective being, you know what, I'm going to get me some patients. And we go back, we say it again. It's one of the foundational pillars of the work that Tony and I do, which is Zig Ziglar. If you just help enough other people get what they want, you'll get everything that you want. So again, objective number one, deliver loads of value. We want to meet Bill's needs. We want to make Bill look great who invited us in there. Yeah. We want to make our patient look great who invited us in there. And then part two of our objective is always?
Well, it's always to introduce the topic of whatever profession it is, in our case, chiropractic. So to introduce the concept of chiropractic and invite people to come in. Yeah. Invite people to take that next step, whatever that next step for you is. And that's in a cool and helpful way.
Yeah.
Right, in a sleazy, salesy, pushy way.
Yeah.
But you need to make the offer.
Yeah. You know? So the way we do that is we design our workshops in a very specific kind of way. And as I mentioned to you at the start, at the end I'm going to tell you where you can go and download. I've got the whole case study with this too. It's 13 or 14 pages where I go through each of these steps. So we design our workshops in a framework, which makes it really easy for us to put chiropractic in there or put whatever in there our services are as well. And by framework, it's the same that we're doing now. I'm going through five steps. It could be four secrets. It could be a system. It could be those kind of things there too. So in this case, once we realised that Bill was interested in getting his staff members moving more, the talk that we actually ended up giving was the 5 steps to decrease the devastating effects of sitting. So that's what people want to know. It's a catchy title, 5 steps, the word devastating. We know that, again, the research tells us, you know, sitting's the new smoking. There are some people that suggest that it causes more death than cigarette smoking, than HIV. You name it there too. There's some pretty wild quotes that you can get out there about that too. So then those 5 steps. So Tom, do you want to share what those 5 steps are that we went through? So again, we're giving you everything. Here's the 5 steps that we're, and again, the vast majority of the workplaces you go and want to talk to, they'll want sort of information on how they can get their staff moving more often. So just copy this. And again, I've got this all in a case study for you to be
copy able to it. Copy it. The 5 steps. So step number one was to move more and sit less. Pretty simple stuff. And to you and I, pretty simple stuff, but it's the simple things that make a big difference. So step number one, we went through to move more and sit less.
So we gave them strategies inside it.
Yeah, you don't just mention these things. It's about saying, well, okay, so here's some things that we can do that. We want to drink more water, so you'd have to go to the toilet more. We want to, every time the phone rings, we want to stand up and answer the phone. There was lots
walking
of...
Walking meetings,
you know, again, simple stuff, but it was powerful because a lot of people sitting there going, oh, I didn't think of that before. Yep. Yeah, okay, well, we can do that. We can incorporate that into our day. People sitting there going, yeah, okay, every time we talk, we'll go for a walk. It was really well received.
Yes.
But simple.
Yep.
So step number one, move more, sit less. Step number two was to set your desk up properly. Again, to us, not rocket science, but we had some images, some pictures, we had some infographics worked out with the right angles of the arms and the levels of the computer screen and angles of the knees and hips and all that sort of stuff. We went through the ergonomic detail for those people who want the detail to have their desks set up right. And you could just see that so many of them just had the wrong setup. Mm-hmm. So to go through the specifics is very powerful because it also increases your level of expertise.
Your authority,
that's the word I was really looking for. Then step number three was we went through what we call the 7-step spinal hygiene system, which is basically stretches and strengthening exercises to have someone sitting more upright or standing more upright. And again, not rocket science, but so well received because it is a framework. It's a system. It's the spinal hygiene system. Who wouldn't want to be doing it?
Yeah, as opposed to, hey, I'm going to show you some posture exercises, or let me show you some things you should be doing at your desk. As opposed to, no, I'm going to take you through the 7-step spinal hygiene system.
So, and we had flyers, we had pictures for everyone on it, we had A2 posters for the workplace to put up in their kitchen and put up around the office. It wasn't just, it's not just say, hey, do these 3 stretches. It's a system with handouts, all sorts of stuff. So that was a really, really, really positive one. Step number four. And again, here's where we kind of, in your words, smuggle the donkey, which is saying that in order to have good posture and reduce the effects of sitting, we need to have our spine checked by a chiropractor. And so we recommended that everyone, in order to maintain a healthy spine, to have your spine moving properly and supple and strong, is that having a checkup and having it maintained on a regular basis is a logical thing that you need to be doing. Mm. And again, it just makes sense. It's not that we're here pitching something. It's just say, it's just a step. One of the steps in this process that you need to be doing is to maintain a healthy spine.
And we're not saying that you should see us to get your spine checked. But we're saying, listen, raise your hand. How many of you guys get your teeth checked at least once a year? And people will raise their hand, and many twice a year, many more often. They say, well, look, you know, heaven forbid if your teeth fall out, you can get false ones. We can't replace this spine. So it's a good idea for you to get your spine checked. Now, we have a network of chiropractors all around Melbourne and interstate. So if you would like to get your spine checked, if you would like a referral, if you'd like a recommendation, at the end of the talk, come on up to us and we can help you out. And for those of you that are local in the area here too, then we put together a little gift voucher. And then we just talk about what it is. Hey, it's a initial consultation at a decreased rate. It involves X, Y, and Z. Now, that makes sense to you. But again, if you're seeing somebody or if you'd like us to find somebody. So we're very stand backish on the whole process. It's not about you have to come and see us. And if you don't get your spine checked, you're going to die, all that kind of stuff there too. We just want to be kind of cool and helpful through that whole process in terms of having your spine checked. It's just one of the points. We don't want it to be the first point. We don't want it to be the last point. We drop it in there. It's and almost like, hey, man, it's a normal thing to do. Like you go to the dentist. Why wouldn't you go and see your chiropractor as we're going there too? So, before we jump on to step number five, because this is an important one there too. So for those of you that are on here live, have you got any questions? Where are you up to? We're working our way through really the exact steps that we go to build our corporate talks. We've broken it down into five steps from there as well. So I just want to touch base for those of you that are watching us live. Let us know, are you okay in terms of we're talking about how to put together a talk, or you know, how do I engage with my existing patients? Has anyone got any questions about that? And we can kind of clean that stuff up, and then we can go on to step five of our five steps to decrease the devastating effects of sitting as well. We'll give you a moment to jump all that in. Let us know. Or if you don't have any questions, but today is super helpful, then just let us know it's super helpful. Otherwise, it comes.
Sometimes it just gives a thumbs up. Give us something.
Some loves. Tap on that little love button, something like that as well. So
I think it's super important to really double tap on that notion that this is the five steps. It just makes sense that someone has their spine checked and maintained. You know, it's just slipped into the system there.
We've just had a couple of thumbs come
there
up there.
Go. Thanks very much.
Thanks for placating us there, gang. So
step number five in this five ways to decrease the devastating effects of sitting is to decrease stress levels. We frame that around that, you know, when we're stressed, our body changes. We get increased tension. We hold tension in the jaw and the glutes and the shoulders and traps, all those different areas. And people understand that. They get that. And so to, gives people some strategies around decreasing stress levels is what we did.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they were. It was kind of like, what we said?
Yeah, we talked about breathing, really.
Right.
So, you know, I like to, again, give people some actions. The good thing about those exercises we went through too is that we got people actually up and moving. So a big thanks to Daniel and Leanne for giving us a thumbs up through there too. Here was an important thing of why we talked about stress at the end there as well. So ninja tactic for you. We talked about stress, and when I started to introduce point number five to decrease the devastating effects of sitting, is you need to decrease your stress. Because when your body is stressed, it feels the aches and pains a whole lot more. Now, I could deliver another 45-minute talk all around stress. And if that's something that you guys want, then talk to Bill, because Tony and I would be happy to come back again another time and really talk you through the strategies of stress. But the one stress tip I want to talk to you today is about breathing. And then we will talk about breathing. Now, what we've done through there is we've introduced that. And what happens maybe four times out of five is at the end of the talk, Bill will go to us, you do stuff on stress as well? Can you come back? And so now we've got a chance to do another talk around stress. So we're building relationships as well. So that was the framework of the basic five steps to decrease the devastating effect of sitting. Move more, sit less, set your desk up properly. We went through the seven-step spinal hygiene. We talked about the importance of a healthy spine and the role that a chiropractor would play inside of that. And then we talked about decreasing stress as well. So after that, what typically happens at the end of a talk, when we've given an invitation like that, is a bunch of people will come up to us afterwards. And we'll give them a little reminder there at the end there to, hey, listen, if you're interested in helping us help you to find a chiropractor in your area, or if you'd like to take us up on one of our gift vouchers, coming up at the end here and we'll get things sorted and we'll help you out. And the end of it, it's quite amazing that when you've delivered a talk that's all about delivering value to them, when you've been cool and helpful, then a large percentage of the room, and it's not unusual, you know, for 25% of the room, but it's not unusual for 50 to 75% of the room to come up and say, yeah, I'd like to try this chiropractic thing. I live out in wherever, and we help find chiropractors for them. So, people often, I'll come in and see you. And I'm like, if they live hours away, I know that's not going to be a great relationship. So we're all about helping people find good chiropractors. So we have a pen and paper there, a notepad. They take down the details. They give us an email address and a phone number. We hand them a voucher if that's what they're interested in. Again, we're totally we're kind of stepping back, okay? We're not trying to be, we're being magnetic as opposed to being pushy at this stage. Again, they'll pop their details down. Now, the part of this is really important because they're excited. They've just listened to Tony deliver a really wonderful, engaging talk. They're excited about moving forward with their health. We must follow these up really quickly, like ideally even that afternoon. So if Tony's popping his name down, he's interested, I will say to Tony, hey, Tony, I'm going to have Chloe from the practice. She'll give you a call either this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Is that okay? Yes. She'll organise a time for you to come on in and get your spine checked at that decreased rate there as well. We don't have a lot of spots available for those, and they often go quickly. So when she gives you a call, be sure to take that phone call. So there's a couple of things I've let Tony know there. I've let him know that he's going to be getting a phone call this afternoon to expect that, or tomorrow morning. I've also let him know that we don't have a lot of spots. I've added a little bit of scarcity. Scarcity is a great tool for getting people to take action. And then, of course, you know, I'm going to have Chloe follow up, or whoever the staff is, or you could do that afternoon there too. You could possibly, we can't actually do this in Australia, but we used to be able to. You could make appointments right there and then. In the old days, we used to do that.
But much more effective.
We can't now. Our registration board. So no stress about that too. So, you know, Chloe would call up again. She'd say, hey, this is Chloe here from Life Chiropractic. Tony, Angus passed your details on to me. He said that you would like to get your spine checked as well. That's super exciting. What day works for you? The time there too. Tony, just want to let you know the normal charge of $160 because of the voucher. That'll only be $45. So well done on getting one of those. That's great. So there's a level of excitement about it. Chloe's added value to it as well. If Chloe's not excited about it, and you know, Tony's left and I'm like, oh, do I want to get my spine checked? I've lost a little bit of that enthusiasm for it. So you must follow up really quickly afterwards, that afternoon or the next day. And even with that too, if you had 15 or 16 people, I'm trying to think back to, actually, I should go back to the stats. We ended up with 14 appointments in our book from there too. But we probably had 16, 17, or maybe 18
people. I
think it was
17 or 18, yeah.
Yeah, that did that too. So not everybody. Some people are going to ring up. They're not going to answer their phone. They're not going to get back to you. And I'm not going to bug them with four or five phone calls. We'll try twice. If they don't get back to us, then cool, now's not the time. If someone can't get back to me within two phone calls there too, I'm not going to get into the office. That's going to be hard work. Yeah. I'm not after that.
It's not important enough for them to even return a phone call. It's not going to be important enough to maintain any appointments, yes, that's for sure.
And at this stage, the vast majority of talks that Tony and I do in practice, we book multiple talks. So I'm going to be back there again. I'm going to be reminding that person again what a good thing chiropractic is and why it might be a benefit for them to come into the practice. Mm. We start to build that relationship as well. So an overview quickly of those five steps, Tony, and then I'm going to just touch on that little bonus, what to do if you don't run workshops in your practice.
Oh, exactly, yes, because step one was that we, I guess, you know, almost warmed up our audience by running a workshop in our practice that we normally do on every Thursday, and we're going to introduce the concept to our practice members that we run corporate workshops or corporate groups or community group workshops. And so we introduce, we invite anyone who's interested, would you like to do that? Yeah, great. And then we then follow up with that and see what that workplace's needs are. And that was step three, which was, you know, we really need to communicate in their language. What do they want to know? What are their challenges that they have within their business as far as health goes? And we can address those needs. And then we want to design the talk all around that. But with those objectives being, one, we want to deliver great value. The second one being that we want to introduce the concept of chiropractic and invite people from there. Step five, follow up.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, many of you certainly would have heard of the book, The Five Love Language, and the overarching concept is communicate to somebody in how they like to be communicated to, not how you like to communicate. Mm. So what are the needs, what are the wants of the group that you're going to talk to, and position your talk in a way that delivers value to them. Please don't be delivering talks that aren't valuable to your audience, that are a sales or a pitch fest. You won't be invited back. You won't
switch.
Yeah, you won't get results at the end of it there as well. So one of the ways often people go, look, I don't do in-house kind of workshops. How else could I start these off there as well? So you've got an existing patient base of people that you can talk to. And I had an interesting experience. Once or twice a month, I'll have somebody, a new practitioner in the area, and often it's either a personal trainer, a massage therapist, who'll come in with a bunch of cards in their hands and say, look, I'm new, I've set up around the corner here, I just wanted to give you my cards here, and if you had anybody that needed personal training or massage, then I'd love to look after them. In the back of my mind, I'm going, I bet you would love to look after them there too, and you would like me to build your practice for you.
Straight in the bin.
Yeah, that's where they go most times. Again, that's that person asking me for marriage on date number one. I don't know to them. If I'm going to go and refer to somebody, and we do refer all the time, I'm going to refer to somebody who I know, like, and trust. Now, a little while ago, I had a guy come in, and he introduced himself to me, and it started much the same way. He said, listen, I'm a new myotherapist. I've just moved into the area and set up a practice, and I love chiropractic. In fact, I refer lots of patients to see chiropractors. I wanted to find out a little bit about your practice and what kind of patients you would like me to refer you. Now, it was done so beautifully and it was done really authentically as well, but I've been studying marketing for a decade or longer, so I know that this wasn't done by accident. So instead of this conversation being a 3 to 5 minute conversation, the conversation went on for a long time. I found out more about him. I took some cards and we have a relationship now where I now send patients his way and he does back here as well. So the difference was when he came into me, then Joel was making it all about me. He came in to say, how can I serve you? And you can do the same things in the business in your area as well. And it could be, you know, just heading into, you know, whether it be, again, you could do the same thing heading into the massage therapist. You could do that. You could head into the hairdressers and you could go into the hairdressers and say things like, hey, you know, Angus here, new chiropractor, just set up down the road from there too. And I've already got people asking me about local business. Just want to find out what kind of haircuts do you do? What sort of business do you like as well? You know, I want to make sure that I'm sending people the right kind of people that you really love to look after there as well. You could offer, at this stage, you could let them know too. You know, listen, we look after lots of hairdressers and I know that you guys get loads of tension in your neck and shoulders and stuff like that too. If we could ever be of help with that too, we run some free community classes. I can come on down and do a quick stretch class for your staff at a lunchtime one time. And you'll find if there's some interest there, you'll follow that through. But this is about you getting to know people and you might not even get to that stage on your first visit in with them. But start to have these conversations with your patients. You know, Tony's on the table there too, and you could just reach out with that vision or mission-based talk that just says, hey, Tony, you know, how are things going with your care? Tony says, I'm doing great. So, hey, listen, we're passionate about this stuff. We do community talks where we take people through X, Y, and Z. Do you think that your business might be interested? You know, just start to ask some questions.
What do you got to lose? Yeah. You know, when you're coming in, as I said at the beginning, with this inquisitive mindset, you've got nothing to lose because they say, oh, no, we don't do those. You go, no worries. Let's get you adjusted. You know, like it's just move on. Yeah. You know, we're being cool and helpful. We're just being inquisitive and we want to help.
Yeah.
Would that be helpful to you if we came in and helped?
Yes. Now, you can get a hold of this entire strategy. I've got a little download. It's a 13 or 14 page download I've put together. If you head on over to adiomedia.com/12, it's just the number 12, 1, 2, 3. This is episode 12. Pop your name and details in there and we'll email that straight through you. So I also go into some more details there of how to structure your workshop. So whether it be your spinal care class, whether it be outside, you know, we go through some frameworks of who, how, what, and when. These are important ways to build a framework of a talk that's engaging for people so they'll want to watch all the way through. So if you head on over to adiomedia.com/12, pop your name and details, we'll email that straight over to you and then you'll have a framework of where you can go through start implementing all of this stuff as well. So,
and what I know is that some of you are going to do this this plan and your results are going to be way better than ours. You know, this is not to say that you're only going to get 14. Some might, you might get 4, but you might get 44. I mean, there's going to be people out there, they're going to book some bigger talks than what we have and probably do a better job than we have as well.
Yeah. And again, if this is just one of the strategies that you have ticking over, and again, it might just be that you wait out that you've adjusting a patient who you go, oh, that's interesting, to the HR manager. You're going to work through, adjust them, they start to get some results. Hey, listen, do you have problems with this? We do this. Start to reach out. Again, your existing patient base is the best way for you to be booking these talks. Rather than cold calling, I mean, the cold calling works. There's no doubt about it, too.
It's hard, you know, works.
It is hard. You know, if you asked enough strangers to marry you, you would eventually find one that said yes. They're probably not going to be the stranger that you would want to marry you. But build relationships. Remember that mantra, if you help enough other people get what they want, then you'll get everything that you want as well. So now's a chance, again, while we're on here live, for those of you, I can see there's a bunch of you there, too. So if this has been helpful, please give us some thumbs up again too. And if you gave us a thumbs up before, it's okay to give us a thumbs up again.
We can double thumbs up. Yeah. Absolutely. And if you have found this helpful and you go to adiomedia.com/12, get the handout, follow the steps and do the things. Just do it. Like get something booked. You know, again, we spoke last week about the frustration we have of telling people to make videos, do this, and we want you to do it. Why? Because we want you to thrive. We want you to be having the practice of your dreams. We want you to be seeing the type of people that you want to be seeing. We want to see the amount of people that you want to be seeing. It's not about us here. It's about your practice. How good can it be? Well, it's not going to be any better if you're sitting on the couch doing nothing. Mm. Download the sheet. Go through the steps. Be cool and helpful. Be inquisitive. But book them in.
You know, I was just thinking about two-tone. When I say that we're passionate about helping our community, gang, that's not some throwaway line. Like, I'm not saying that because I know that that'll get someone engaged in a vision there too. No, each and every morning, I'm still only in practice 2 mornings a week, and I love to keep my hands on people. But every morning, there are people that I see and lay my hands on and adjust whose lives are changing because of the work that we do. Now, again, if you're not seeing that happen in your practice, then get good at what you do. It takes time, 20 years in practice. But you know what? Even a bad chiropractic adjustment is better than often, in many cases, no adjustment at all. I should be careful saying that. We don't want bad adjustments. But get good at what you do and then get passionate about helping people. This whole process here, like I said, the first objective is we want to help a business out. We want to bring real value to them. You know, if you can help people live without, you know, if you're a naturopath listening to this now and you're great with digestive problems, with weight loss, man, there's so many people out there that need what you have to offer. They're begging for somebody to lead them as well. And here's a really nice, helpful way for you to go one to many to actually really help people there as well. So if this has been helpful for you, then somebody's just given us a love heart. We appreciate that too. So I don't know who that was. It might have been you or my kids or maybe even Lauren doing that as well. If you've got any questions, now's the time to ask us as well. Otherwise, head on over to adiomedia.com/12, the number 1-2. Download the cheat sheet that goes along with this, the case study. Read through all of that, and then if you've got any questions, you can ask them down beneath here. Even if you're not watching this live, we come back to these videos all the time. So,
and also, if you're listening to the podcast, then jump on iTunes. Please subscribe to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. Oh, it's on Stitcher as well. Get over there.
And give us a review.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Give us a review. If you have loved it, how about helping us out? Help a fella out. Go onto iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating and review on there. And that'll help us spread the message.
So a big thanks to, we've got Shane and Violet, Tim, Grant, we've got Caesar and Jason, Daniel, Leanne, and all you other guys on here as well who've been on here live for us as well for the entire show.
Love it.
Keep doing it's what you're doing, life. Gang. It has been. We love you. We really mean that too. Thanks for saving lives. Keep at it.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.adiomedia.com.